Hi, I'm an automated calling assistant recording this call for the person you're trying to reach. Can I ask what you're calling about?
Hello?
Yes, hello. I'm Mario of Opinion Research, a national survey research firm, and we're listening to voters in your area today to get their opinions and advice on issues facing us all. To begin, are you registered to vote in Texas?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Wonderful. And which county do you currently reside in?
Willacy.
Thank you. Are you or is anyone in your household employed in the news media, a market research firm, an elected official, or actively involved with political campaigns?
No.
Okay. All right. Right. And thinking about past November, general elections for a moment, which party candidates have you tended to vote for often?
I'm always voting for conservatives, mainly people that are going to uphold the Constitution.
Okay. A Republican, Democrat, or in the Independent Party?
I mean, most of them are Republican. I can't always say they're Republican because half the Republicans aren't worth anything either. But
okay. But thinking about past November general elections, which?
Yeah, Republican.
Okay. Thank you, sir. On a scale of 0 to 10, with 0 meaning not at all interested, and 10 meaning extremely interested, please tell me how interested you are in the November general elections for president and Congress from 0 to 10.
10.
Okay. On most issues, do you consider yourself to be very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, very conservative, or unsure?
Very conservative.
Thank you. Now, I would like to read you the names of several people and groups. For each one, please tell me whether you have heard of that person or group, and if so, whether you have a positive or negative impression on them. If you do not recognize the name, just say so. Here is the first name. Former President Donald Trump.
Very positive.
Okay. Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick.
Very positive.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott.
Very positive.
State Senator Morgan La Matia?
Not familiar with him.
Okay. The Republican Party?
Somewhat positive.
Somewhat, okay. Vice President Kamala Harris?
not positive at all.
Okay, so strong negative or somewhat negative?
Yeah, strong negative.
Okay. Republican candidate for state senate, Adam Hinojosa?
Very positive.
Okay. The Democratic Party?
Very negative.
All right. And in the election for president of the United States was held today, and you had to make a choice for which of the following candidates would you vote for? Democrats Kamala Harris and Tim Walz, Republicans Donald Trump and J.D. Vance.
Trump and Vance.
Okay. In the election for United States Senate was held today, and you had to make a choice for which of the following candidates would you vote? Ted Cruz, Republican, Colin Allred, Democrat. Ted Brown, Liberian. Mm-mm-mm.